Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. There's an old saying that there are two things in life that are sure: death and taxes. While some have found a way to avoid taxes, the truth is that death cannot be avoided. Now, while many may think that death is the end, according to the Bible, death is not the end. We will all stand before God after death. God will judge us to be guilty or not. We all should be guilty due to our sin. However, those who are under the blood of Jesus will be forgiven and judged as righteous. We can't plead the faith of our parents or the righteousness of our neighbor. In Acts 17, verse 30 to 31, the Bible says, "The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." Paul here is preaching to a very educated group of Greek philosophers. Many of them would have been some of the top scholars in Athens. However, no matter their background, Paul tells them they will one day stand before God to be judged. The same is true for us today. We will stand before God and be judged for our sin, no matter our background. You may be a top biblical scholar, an actor, a sweet old grandma, or anything in between, but there is no avoiding the fact that you and I will have to stand before God and give an account for your life. It also doesn't matter who you know. Your parents will not be able to stand with you before God that day. You will not be able to make the excuse that your enemy hurt you and say something like, "God, so-and-so wronged me, and that's why I sinned." You will not even be able to stand there with your spouse or kids. God will judge each of us on our own. The truth is that if you don't repent, you carry no one else's sin but your own. You will answer for no one else's actions but yours. You will answer to God about your life, your deeds, and no one else's. And if you really think of it, there is no one without sin among us. And God is holy and cannot accept sin in his presence. But oh, how we should rejoice and be glad that God made a way for us to be saved. He sent Jesus to be our representative. Where our nature is sinful, which leads to sinful actions, Jesus' nature is perfect, which leads to perfect actions. He never sinned, but was punished as if he did. While on the cross, he took the judgment we deserve on Judgment Day in our place. He satisfied the wrath of God. Imagine you're in a courtroom and put on trial for the worst of crimes. You lay out your case on why you should not be punished. However, the judge isn't buying it, and honestly, neither are you. He picks up his gavel and sentences you to life in prison. Matter of fact, he sentences you to death row. The bailiff comes to put shackles on you to take you away. As soon as he starts to cuff your feet, a man from the crowd steps forward. You barely know him. It ends up that he is the father of one of the people you killed. He states that he did not take part in your murdering spree. However, he is willing to take the punishment for you. He allows the bailiff to carry him out of the courtroom. Later that day, he is killed on death row on your behalf. You get to walk out of the courtroom scot-free. This is precisely what Jesus did for you and I. He was willing to die in our place for our sins, so that on Judgment Day, we plead the life of Jesus instead of our own. For those who, by grace through faith, trust in Jesus, they will be able to be judged as not guilty on that day. Think back to the courtroom illustration. How would you feel when you walk out of that courtroom not guilty when you should be condemned? You would be overjoyed because you just received a free life. The rest of your life would be lived devoted to the man who died in your place. The same is true for Christians. Once you realize that Jesus...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Has took your place, you live a life devoted to him. That is why we should repent. That's why we should turn away from sin out of joy for the love we received. And if I may say, if you are not filled with joy that leads to repentance, then you may not have really realized what Jesus has done for you on the cross. It's not that you're not trying hard enough or being good enough to receive forgiveness. It's that you don't realize how great God's love is in forgiving you, so you don't have true repentance. Take time to imagine yourself in front of God on Judgment Day. Remember, it will simply be you answering for yourself. As you stand before God seated on His throne, He lays out your sin. You're guilty of lying, stealing, hating, murder in your heart, adultery in your heart, and a list that goes on a mile long. What are you going to say? You can try to lay out a list of good things you've done, but that does not erase your sin. You can try to bring help in to defend you, such as a parent or a friend, but nobody is in that room but you and God. You can even lay out your church attendance record, but that does not clean the stain of sin. The only way that you can be saved is if, while you are still living, today, while you are still breathing, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior over your life and repent so that His precious blood can cleanse you. And I'll end with this note. Once you realize the magnitude of Jesus dying on the cross for you, it leads to you living a life of repentance here on earth.
Ephesians 6:13 says, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." I would like to take a moment to deconstruct this verse and what it means to us as children of God. The Bible says, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God." The first thing to notice is that this is an instruction. We are told to take up the whole armor of God. It's not a question of whether you can or cannot take this up. No, it's a clear instruction. This is something you need to do. The second thing is that you only need armor if you're in a war. You only need armor in battle. You only need armor when there is an opposing force that's coming against you. And when the Bible says the whole armor, this says to me that there are multiple parts that need to be taken up. Anything other than the whole armor would leave you vulnerable. So it's important that we follow this instruction and not only take up parts of the armor, but the whole armor of God. Now, the second part to this verse says that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. This statement has a level of certainty to it. You need to take up the whole armor of God so that you can withstand in the evil day. Now, in this part of the verse, I get the impression that the Bible is warning us. The Bible is warning us that there will be an evil day, a day when we will have to fight the forces of evil. And the forces of evil, they can attack in many forms. However, if we are wearing the whole armor of God, then we will be able to withstand anything the devil aims in our direction. Now that we have a better understanding of this verse, I want to encourage you, and I want to rally you up. Yes, you are in a war. If you are a true disciple of Christ, you will be at war. You're at war against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Now, in these few moments, I want to remind you that the word is central to your defensive stance, as well as your offensive stance as a Christian. So, when you face the evil day, remember 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Remember Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you when you face the evil day. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord is with you, and the promises of God should give you the confidence to be bold in the face of evil.
When it comes to our Christian lives, one thing that we need to realize is that every day, from the moment that you wake up to the moment that we sleep, we are involved in a battle. We're involved in a fight. One fight that we're involved in is detailed in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. And the Bible reads, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." That's the first fight. Now another fight that we're involved in can be found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. "For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do." There is a struggle that we all face. We wrestle in the spirit realm. And then we also wrestle against the flesh and the carnal, sinful desires of our bodies. Now, in order to win this fight between good and evil, we need to be covered in prayer. And I say prayer because 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds." Meaning that when we wrestle against these rulers and authorities, when we wrestle against the spiritual forces of evil, when we wrestle against our flesh, the weapons that we use are not physical weapons, but they are divine in nature. The weapons we use are prayer, the word of God, worship, the word of our testimony, and of course, our faith. And I encourage you today to make the decision that you will become a prayer warrior. And as prayer warriors, everything we love, everything we're associated with, must be covered by prayer and the blood of Jesus. That means our family and loved ones, our friends and our lives should be placed under the umbrella of prayer and the blood of Jesus Christ. It's only when we become prayer warriors that we can defeat this unseen enemy lurking in the dark. It's only through prayer that we can experience God's true power and might in our lives. Only then can we experience what it's like to live under the divine protection of God Almighty. Psalm 91 verse 1 to 4 says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, and from the deadly pestilence he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler."
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.